Okay, we are back. Taking your calls on all matters financial at 732-364-5830. And the number to the office is 888-988-JOSH. That number again, 888-988-JOSH. Maybe you want to learn how these taxes will affect you. Give my office a call right now at 888-988-5674. We talked about the FICA tax increasing, but did you know there's going to be a 3.8% healthcare surtax? And if it's not bad enough that nearly all the rates on various types of personal income are set to increase next year, we're going to add a brand new tax to the mix as well. If you're a high income taxpayer, beginning in 2013, you may be hit with an additional 3.8% surtax on all or a portion of your net investment income. This 3.8 surtax only applies if your net investment income is above your applicable threshold. So that means if you're single and you make over 200 grand, you need to do planning. If you're married and file a joint return and you make over 250 grand, the time to do planning is not in January, it's in November. And I know with what happened in the last week, nobody wants to think about planning. But don't procrastinate. You'll get left in the cold in more ways than one. So give my office a call at 888-988-JOSH for the no obligation complimentary review. We'll go over these many taxes and see how they will directly affect you, if they will directly affect you. So there are taxes not only on those of you who are just making above 200 grand, but the FICA tax is something that applies to everybody. The qualified dividend tax applies to everybody. The capital gains applies to everybody, who has investments anyway, and the ordinary income tax rates apply to everybody. So even though this 3.8% healthcare surtax doesn't apply to everyone, it's, like I said, it's almost like a death by a thousand cuts. The 3.8% surtax will be assessed on the lesser of the amount of income you have over your applicable threshold, which is the total sum of income you have, which means any distributions from non-qualified amounts, interest, dividends, annuities, rental income, earned income, as well as IRA or other retirement account dividends are not net investment income, but could increase your overall income, causing other net investment income to become subject to the surtax. Now, if all your income is earned income, you don't have to worry about the 3.8 surtax on net investment income. But that doesn't mean you're out of the woods, because in 2013, in order to pay for Obamacare, certain higher income earners will be hit with a threshold of a 0.9% Medicare tax. The thresholds for the new Medicare surtax are the same as the thresholds for the 3.8% healthcare tax. So earned income includes both self-employment wages and employer wages. So the bottom line here is whether you have passive income, say you're retired. And that's something that I've been educating you about on this program for a while. I believe the government is going to move from just taxing earned income more to taxing passive income more. Because many of the people we know who are making earned income, they're in the middle class. They're in lower tax brackets. But a lot of retirees, people who are retired, a lot of their income is passive. And they're going to be looking to tax those of you, even though in many cases you've already paid income tax money on that before. That's why some of this about, Warren Buffett tax and the Mitt Romney tax, when people say, oh, well, he's sheltering taxes, he's paying only 14%. Well, a lot of that is because his money is in the market. It's passive investment income. So don't be too hard to fry the rich guy, because they might just fry you. Because what's happening is they're not just going to tax earned income. Now they're going to tax investment income at a higher rate. Now, this is all if the Bush tax cut expire. But the 3.8% healthcare surtax is already settled law of the land. It's in the Affordable Care Act passed by President Obama. It's in the Health Care Act. The 0.9% Medicare surtax is settled law of the land, upheld by the Supreme Court. And unless they repeal it completely or repeal these provisions, it's going to be the law. Return of exemption phase outs is another way that taxes could go up. What do I mean by that? When you do your taxes, you have personal exemptions. Under the current law, there's no limit to the amount of income you can have in order to claim exemptions. To put it another way, even Bill Gates and Warren Buffett claim personal exemptions. Unless Congress takes action to extend this benefit, the same will not be true next year. Married couples filing a return will begin to see their exemptions phased out at around 260 grand. Single filers will start to see their exemptions phased out about 175 grand of income, although the president's budget calls for that to be closer to 210,000, in fairness to him. In general, you're allowed a personal exemption for yourself and your marital partner, one for your spouse as well. If you claim any dependents, such as children, you can generally exempt them as well. So they're looking to phase out those exemptions, which are very helpful to many of you, especially for those in the higher income tax bracket. That is why I'm talking about a lot of different tax hikes that may or may not affect you. It's why you should get a financial review. And we offer a one-hour complimentary review. All you got to do is call my office at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. And we could help you see how these tax hikes may affect you. Again, since we're rounding out the program, I want to point all of you to a couple websites if you want to help out. CalvaryLEH.org, Calvary Baptist Church in Little Egg Harbor, pastored actually by a friend of mine, is Pastor Mike Della Prudy, a longtime family friend. He, and I'm not getting anything for this, or there's no, whole thing here, but they're just setting up on their website that there are ways you can help local victims. And what I like especially about this is they need people to work at damaged homes. So let's say you don't have any money to give, but you want to help people in their homes. You can call their church at 609-709-5891. Or 609-709-5891. You can call or text Pastor Mike or a lady named Janice Morawski at 908-910-6935. That's 908-910-6935. They need places for rent. People need homes right now. They need housing for volunteers who are coming from out of state. And then you can even contact them if you need help clearing out your home. They'll add you to the list. If you need clothes, water, food, cleaning supplies. And what I love, they're working round the clock, ministering to people. And if you make a donation, all you got to do is write to Calvary Baptist Church and memo disaster relief, and 100% of the donated funds will go directly to the families. So I like that a lot. And at their church, which is in Little Egg Harbor, they're taking bottled water, work gloves, mattresses, air mattresses, laundry detergent, new bedding. They apparently don't need any more clothes. And you can check out them on the web at Calvary, CalvaryLEH.org, or just call Janice at 908-910-6935. Leave them a message. Tell them Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, told you to give them a call. Like I said before, I heard Lacey United Methodist is doing some good things, and Grace and Peace Church in Toms River, New Jersey, right on Old Freehold Road. And I believe they're accepting donations that go directly to the victims. Actually drove by there and saw the Reverend Franklin Graham. His group, Samaritan's Purse, is there. If you don't know Franklin Graham, he's the son of Billy Graham, who's in his 90s, and they're doing all they can to help our area as well. So what I love about this is these are private citizens helping one another. And the Grace and Peace website, somebody just called in and told us, is Grace and Peace. That's G-R-A-C-E and Peace, P-E-A-C-E.org. They're accepting non-perishable food. They can be brought to the church. They are accepting clothing, and they're helping displaced people, especially in the barrier island communities of Seaside. And you can go online, and I like these local people, because there's very little waste going towards administrative overhead, because these are just churches, local churches trying to minister. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. That is my office line. If you want to learn how you can mitigate some of these higher taxes, we talked about the loss of exemptions. Next, in the final two tax hikes that you will, three tax hikes, are all sort of interrelated, estate planning-wise, estate tax, gift taxes, and generation-skipping transfer taxes. Folks, if you want to give money, right now you can gift up to $13,000 per person by the end of the year, and you want to do that now before the end of the year without using your lifetime exemption. In 2014, that gift amount is increasing to $14,000. However, the gift tax rate, that means if you leave more than $1 million, will increase to 55%. That's why a lot of people are considering very large gifts this year, because the gift tax exemption today is $5.12 million, which means you can leave up to $5.12 million free of gift taxes. You might say, hey, I already paid income taxes. Well, so what? You got to pay gift taxes as well if you're leaving more than $5.12 million. And right now, if you are married, you can pass, if you do the proper planning, up to $10.24 million. However, for those passing away in 2013 or later, which we all hope is all of us, if you have an estate in excess of $1 million, not only will Credit Shelter Trust become, once again, a critical planning vehicle, you could be hit with estate taxes as high as 55%. Again, these are if the Bush tax code, as they are called affectionately by many people, the so-called Bush tax code, you know, it has a real, its real name is like, a, you know, one of these long names, you know, Omnibus Act or Reconciliation Act of 2003, I believe, 2001 and 2003 were the Bush tax cuts on the extension of them. But bottom line is, if you have a large estate, the time to do planning is not in January. And it's really not in December, because most people are thinking about the holidays then, thinking about Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's. The time to do planning is right now, before we start hitting the high holiday season where you have Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and Christmas. So do the planning now, especially if you have a large estate. And we'd love to help you. All you got to do is call my office at 888-988-JOSH. If you call my office now and request a no-obligation complimentary consultation, you will get a complimentary book. That book is free of charge, tax-free retirement to you. When you call my office right now at 888-988-JOSH and request a one-hour, no-obligation complimentary consultation. Again, this is Josh Jelinski inviting you to call my office at 888-988-JOSH. If you need any help mitigating future taxes, if you want to learn about how these taxes will affect your retirement plans, your investments, give us a call right now, 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-5674. And when you do so, we will give you a complimentary book just for scheduling your no-obligation complimentary review. And again, if you need any help or you know anyone who needs help trying to get through the Hurricane Sandy aftermath, give us a call. We'd love to help them. So I'm signing off. I will see you next Sunday and each and every Sunday right after Bob Levy here on 1160 WOBM AM and 1310 Good Time Oldies. And if you need help doing estate planning, retirement planning, financial planning, give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-5674. Have a great week, even in spite of the crisis.
Securities offered through TFS Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, a full-service broker-dealer located at 437 Newman Springs Road, Lincroft, New Jersey, 07738-732-758-9300. Investment advisory services offered through Innovative Market Trends, a service of TFS. Any of the views expressed on the radio show are not the views of the TFS Securities, Inc., or any of its affiliated companies. Anything discussed on this show is for educational purposes only and is not an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy securities, products, or services. Jelinski Advisory Group, Inc. does not provide tax and or legal advice. Please consult your attorney or CPA for any tax or legal issues. Remember that past performance doesn't equal future results. Guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability and the financial strength of the issuing insurance or financial company, not the FDIC.